Blog Talk Radio.
Hello from Las Vegas, Nevada, and I'm Sabrina Williams, and I'm your host, and I'm live as usual, and it is a, let's see what the degrees is. It's about a good 70 degrees here in Las Vegas, Nevada, so we are going to be on the air today, and we have a very, very special guest. I am so humbled that this man has chose to interview with a diva. So hold on one second. I'm going to introduce him. Yes, I'm in the car because my son is driving, so y'all pray for me. Hi, Mr. Clarence.
Good afternoon. Rolling with the diva. How you doing today?
I'm doing good, sir. I am so, are you still there with me?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here with you.
Okay. I am so excited. I just have to tell everybody, Mr. Clarence, I'm going to tell you his full name in a second, but this man is amazing. He was referred from Kimmy Cam of Relations Radio, and, you know, I get a chance to lately interview a lot of great people, but this man was just, when you guys hear his background, you're going to say, wow, because this is a famous man who just is humble and stays in the background and just was so gracious and asked me more questions than I probably asked him because I was in awe. So I'm going to tell you guys, welcome Mr. Clarence Jones. Mr. Clarence Jones, he's an elite stylist to the athletes. And I like his little quote. It's called Suit Up for the Draft Success. He is the owner and creator of CJ Custom Clothes. Okay, and I want you guys to hear about this man. He won't even tell you this, so I'm going to read this. We're going to get to ask him lots of questions. Claire C.J. Jones is a spokesman, and he is a founder and owner of C.J. Clothes. The Chicago native is one to dress many different stars, including people for the NBA draft, NFL, and NBA. He has high-profile clients in the sports industry, such as coaches, assistant coaches, athletic directors, as well as other people that sometimes maybe they don't want you guys to know who you are. I know that some of them are Dallas players, but don't tell me because I'll be down there chasing them down. All right. Anyway, enough of my little silliness. CJ Custom Clothier is the only African-American-owned company in the NFL and NBA draft. Amen to that. So
amen.
Now I'm going to be
amen.
Quiet for second, and I'm going to let Mr. Clarence Jones introduce himself. Welcome, sir.
Well, thank you again for having me on your show, Rolling with the Diva. And, yes, my name is Clarence Jones. I do own a custom clothing company called CJ Custom Clothiers. I've been in business since 1994. I've been very blessed and fortunate to have styled and made clothes for a lot of NBA, NFL, comedians such as Steve Harvey, entertainer D.L. Hughley as well. I've done a few things with Mike Epps, Jamie Foxx as well. So, I mean, I've had a lot of fun in this business and been very successful due to my love for the Lord, who has given me every opportunity I can think of.
And that reminds me, when you say the love for the Lord, I love that because you truly are a humble man, and you just, I mean, and I'm just going to say this, ladies and gentlemen, everybody knows, you know, my daddy is Richard Williams. You guys all know I'm half sister of Venus and Serena Williams. But if my daddy if my real daddy was behaving, he would be like Mr. Clarence Jones. I love this man. This is my new papa. I just want you guys to all know that, just so you guys know. Anyway, because Diva just loves him because he's an amazing man. Okay, Mr. Clarence, you know, you've been doing this for 25 years. Who motivated you to start making suits and tailors?
Well, actually, what ended up happening was I was in college. I played college basketball. My mother and father were, you know, people that dressed immaculately well. And so my mother always dressed me. But as a child growing up, I lived in Chicago. My mother took me to Marshall Fields and Company, shopped there. I've been to Big Ben Brothers and shopped there. Saks Fifth Avenue. So I was probably the only kid in the eighth grade with a Saks Fifth Avenue cashmere three-piece suit on in the eighth grade. So I've always loved I've always loved clothes. And so even when I played high school basketball, my high school coach, Sonny Cox at King High School, used to tell me all the time, because I used to wear, you know, suits and I dressed up every game. He said, one day you ought to be in fashion. I said, man, I'm shooting a jump shot for a living. And lo and behold, I ended up starting getting into custom clothing from a friend of mine, a young lady named Terry Roby, who lived here in Memphis. She's passed on at a very young age, and she kind of, you know, kind of motivated me. You know, I was in college, and seeing the president with custom-made shirts on, now I could sew a little bit. You know, I could make a dashiki, I could make a shirt. And so they, I asked the president of the college one day, I said, man, where did you get that shirt with the monogram at? And he stuck his chest out. He said, I had it custom made. And so eventually he gave me the guy's number, which was a guy named Nico Perkins. I went over and met with Nico and talked to him and said, man, I'm interested in getting some shirts made. And so he made me a couple of custom shirts. I looked at them. I didn't even try them on. I mean, I bought some more, and I took them home to Chicago. And you know, Tim Hardaway, at that time, was playing for the Golden State Warriors, is a very, very good friend of mine. You know, sometimes we say we're best friends, but we've been knowing each other for over 30 years. And I showed him the shirts I made. I wanted to make him a couple. The guy told me he didn't come to Chicago. So he told me to go buy a tape measure, and the guy walked me through the measurement. And that's how I started with Tim Hardaway on two shirts, and he turned around and bought 20, 25 shirts from me. And he told me, he said, man, he said, and my nickname is Mookie. So anybody from Chicago would know Mookie. That's my nickname. Tim encouraged me, along with other friends of mine, encouraged me into going into custom, doing custom clothing. And so I started out doing shirts, and then I kind of graduated to custom suits. A lady named Barbara Bates gave me an opportunity, because she was making Steve Harvey's clothes for the Apollo. And she gave me an opportunity. She gave me an opportunity to make shirts for Steve Harvey and his late manager, Juan Hall, who was from Dallas, Texas. And that's how I kind of got started. I mean, I got moving along, and it went at such a rapid pace. I mean, it was going so fast, I didn't even understand it. And so, I mean, I just kept learning and reading books and, you know, having opportunities, and it kind of took off.
So you're self-taught, from what I'm understanding.
I am self-taught. I read a lot of books. I have had an opportunity to meet with Alan Fletcher, the guy who made the first Wall Street movie. I met him back some years back when I was doing the NFL draft. One of my clients, Von Miller, was on the marquee for the NFL draft. I did him. I did Patrick Peterson. Quite a few guys that year, and it just kind of just took off. He kind of mentored me a little bit, told me some things, and told me to keep, you know, honing my craft. And so I did, and I got better and better, and the better I got, the more clients I picked up, the more I prayed about it. And I like to say this for anyone who's out there: if you pray hard enough for something and put one foot forward, I think God will always give you two. And I think that's how I've lived my life. And you have to have a good heart in this business and not make everything about money, and base it on relationships, because if you got good relationships with people, money will always be made. And that was one of my things that has kept me going for all these years, is the relationship I have with a lot of people and not just the money aspect of it.
And I want to really comment more on that, is that, and that's the truth, that's one of the reasons why I network with people, because I believe in the old-fashioned way that years and years ago, you know, I'm dating myself to back to the day, but people just gave people referrals. They did not, they didn't charge. So I don't charge, because I really believe that we're here to help another person grow and succeed. And if I can bring somebody on the show and it's going to help them grow and succeed, then that's what I'm here for. I really like your concept. Now, I have a question for you, Mr. Clarence. How did you hinted a little bit to about the draft. How did you really get into making clothes for the players going into the NBA draft or NFL draft?
Well, believe it or not, I prayed real hard. I prayed real hard. I got an opportunity for the player some years back, and it was probably the lowest grade I ever had. The first time I ever did the draft was the NBA draft, and I got a C-plus grade for a player. And
okay.
I was like, wow. Couldn't believe it. And I mean, he was clean. I mean, he looked very good. But I had to learn how to read the comments and understand how the draft is done and how they graded people on the draft. And so from that point forward, and believe it or not, people don't know this, but I cried because I got a C-plus grade on the draft for the suit I made a guy. I mean, I had tears in my eyes and couldn't believe it. And from that point forward, I
cried. Was that good for you, or you were crying?
No, I cried because for me, a C-plus was bad, considering the way I make clothes and the way I do things. And I had to learn in this business that I make the clothes the way they want it, but also I have to have a lot of input because they don't know. A lot of people, they don't know how they're supposed to look when they're in front of the cameras.
Okay,
you know, there's a way you're supposed to look. There's a way you're supposed to dress and everything. And so I criticized myself very, very hard for that. And the next year I came back. And I've had NFL best dressed 3 times, and I've had NBA best dressed 3 times. So I really worked hard at listening and learning, and that's one of the other things I would tell anyone that's in business. Sometimes you have to be able to take constructive criticism in order to get better.
Amen on that.
And a lot of times we don't want to take that because we think we're very good at what we do, but you know, constructive criticism sometimes can be helpful and extremely helpful, and that's what I took. You know, I mean, I had friends, relatives, female friends, male friends I knew, and they all gave me a little bit of critiquing, and I took that in consideration, went back to the drawing board, and came back. So every year after that, I started to get more and more players for the draft. You know, I started meeting more agents. I started building my network with athletic directors that I do business with, college coaches who I do business with. If they have a player that maybe goes to the league, the NBA or NFL, they'll refer him to me. And I always tell guys, don't give me a player. Let me meet him. Let me meet his parents. I do things the correct way. You know, that way, you know, a parent will have an opportunity to meet me, talk to me, see what I do, see the type of players that I have, and it just rolls from there. My last year's NBA draft, my last year's NFL draft, I saw there. I had 4 of the top 33 players last year.
Wow.
You know, last year's draft. For the NBA draft last year, I had 8 players. I had 4 in the first round, 4 in the second. You know, the kid that's playing extremely hot right now, Donovan Mitchell, one of my clients, the Utah Jazz.
Okay.
He's doing extremely well. I mean, I had Jared Allen, University of Texas, went to Brooklyn.
Okay.
I had Justin Patton, who I knew since a sophomore in high school from Creighton, that went to the Chicago Bulls and DSA in Minnesota. You know, so, I mean, that's 3 of the guys there. And I had Caleb Swanigan, who got drafted with Big Ten Player of the Year. And this is the funny thing. I had Big Ten Player of the Year, and then I had SEC Player of the Year, Kadarius Thornwell. So, 2 of the top conferences in the country, I made both of the best players.
Wow. Now, Mr. Clarence, I have another question for you. Now, you were explaining how you got it. Can you hear me?
I can hear you very well.
Okay. One of the questions I have is, you were talking your first suit was a C-plus, and your second suit was the A. What and the draft? So players are also, they have a rating system on critique on their what they wear, like, and how they look.
Oh yeah.
How does that work?
Yeah.
How does that work? What
does
it look like?
Yeah. Well, how they do every year. Well, and I'll start with the NFL draft. They have the guys, you know, they do the red carpet thing now.
Okay.
Jackson has been a huge. So what they have people out there, like from Esquire, different magazines, different bloggers, they rate how the suit looks and fits. And the reason, now I want to say this, the reason why I got a C plus is wasn't that the suit didn't look good, it didn't fit the criteria of what they rate for the draft. Yeah. So now, you know, every year now, I know exactly what I'm looking for, and I read everything. In my last year's NBA draft, I think I had two of the top 10 best dressed guys in last year's draft, if I'm not mistaken, from what I read.
Mr. Clarence, my son is here, and his name's Elisha. Elisha, say hello to Mr. Clarence. He's one of the he is the number one suit maker for the NBA draft and other players. Say hello, Eli.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. How you doing today? I won't say I'm the number one guy. I'll just say I'm fortunate enough to be one of the guys that do the draft every year that have multiple players.
I don't know about that. It's all about mindset. There's a difference between arrogance and pride. So as long as you believe that you're number one in your own unique way and skill set, you will be number one.
There you go. I do believe I am number one, but at the same time, I always want people to know that in my heart of hearts, I know I'm number one, but I always like to let people know that I'm not the only one that do the draft every year. There's a couple of other guys, you know, and I can share the name, you know, LEB Lifestyle, they're from California, and my girl Joanna has a company called Alba. You know, these problems, he was a lot of players as well.
Nice.
You know, I never say we're competition. We all have our own niche of players that we deal.
Amen on that. I like that. That's why today when I was referring to other radio shows, it's like we're not competition. We're just here to help other people. I like the fact that you, when you're talking about meeting the parents, can you tell everybody, because you probably won't say it, but I'm going to say it, is that sometimes you have helped players that didn't have money and helped families, and you've watched these young men grow. What's the process when you see a young man growing through high school and then you know your suits have dressed him and he's on his way to college or into the NBA or NFL?
Well, normally what I do is this. I have helped, I'll say 10 families in the process, helping them select financial guys, select agents, select, you know, the right team of people to go around their family for their son. And usually what I do is when parents call me and say, hey, I need help for my son, he's going to the next level, you know, we're having a hard time making a decision. And usually what I do is I just recommend. I never tell people who they should sign with or who they should go with. I just listen to the people that they deal with, who they're interviewing with, and I can kind of shed a little bit of light. I try to let parents know you really don't need an agent right away. The best course of action is to get your financial guy first, you know, because that way if you have the financial piece in order, you know what I'm saying, because they get you a line of credit. They do a lot of different things for the families while they're in the search of the process to get an agent. Not all agents, but some agents pressure families to hurry up and make a decision. And the only thing they're going to do is get you a financial guy. They're going to get you a sales. They're going to get you everybody in their circle. I've always recommended families to have everybody separate, because if you someone in that circle you don't like, you have to fire somebody, you almost have to fire everybody, especially if the agent brings them to you. So,
okay.
I mean, I don't give anybody money or anything like that. What I have done is I have made suits for young men until they get their money together or get the agent in place. And then at that point, I get reimbursed back.
Well, and that's awesome. I mean, and a lot of people, to tell you the truth, I don't think a lot of people would even do that. and that's just admirable because, again, you're putting other people first, which is your true, you know, when you talk at the very beginning about who's blessed you is God, you really are walking the walk. And it just reminds me of my favorite verse of Jeremiah 29:11. I believe that when you're doing right by God, he has a plan, a hope, and a future for you, and you won't be harmed, and good things will come to you. And that's a paraphrasing of the verse, people. So all of you Bible-thumping people, you can send me an email. I said I paraphrased it, just so y'all know. Don't be like saying I just misquoted the Bible, because I just don't want people like, oh, my God. I'm going to read you guys something. I was going to do music today, but I'm really inspired by Mr. Clarence, so I'm going to read you a couple of things that I wrote that I think that are really appropriate for this, because this actually, I wrote this about, I think, 2 weeks ago, and this reminds me of Mr. Clarence and what we're talking about of putting people first, because Mr. Clarence is doing amazing things, and yes, he owns his business, and yes, it's his, but he is really, today he even was helping me with referrals for my show and just giving them out, just really being, I want to be the network queen. I think he's a network king right now, so I have a long way to go. But this one is called Love Everyone. Love everyone where they're at. Love like God. Love unconditionally. Love no matter what as God does. Love without hesitation. Love unconditionally. And in my world, when you love other people and you put other people first and you have joy, your world's going to be flooded and it's going to be with great things. And that's what I'm seeing with Mr. Clarence. What do you think about that?
I think it's great.
Yeah, I do too. All right. So I have a couple more questions for you. What do you do when you're not making suits?
Well, you know, actually, it's funny that you say that. Usually, if I'm not making suits, I'm not putting any orders out for suits, I'm usually thinking of what I'm going to make next for somebody, or I'm watching television. You know, I do have a little downtime here and there. You know, I do watch a little TV. I do go to a lot of I watch a little bit of NBA, especially the playoffs, because I like to see some of my players who are in the playoffs play and kind of get to see them, what they have on. And, you know, I just kind of relax and just kind of enjoy myself. You know, I don't get out much. I'm not a party goer or anything like
that. I love it. I'm sorry. I could actually see you with your suit on at the club party. But no, you know what? Nah, you wouldn't be. Let me, we talked a little bit this about my team. What do you, and I know you're around a lot of sports players, but what's your take on Dallas even making it to the playoffs this year without Dez Bryant? What do you think is going to happen to that team, my team?
Well, it depends. I mean, the Dallas Cowboys is a very good team. I have a client on that team, Taco Charles, who they drafted last year first round from Ohio State.
Okay.
I also have Randy Gregory on that team. Hopefully he'll be able to come back from suspension.
Okay.
And I have a pretty good relationship. I know Lyle Collins, who they signed to a nice contract last year.
Okay.
So, with that being said, with Dez Bryant being released, which I thought was really, really hard probably for Jerry Jones to do. But when you're making $16, $17 million a year, they want you to play like you're making $16, $17 million. So, I mean, that's just the nature of the business. Their defense is very good. Yeah, I know. I like Dez. Dez is a good. I think he's a very good player. I mean, very, very. He's going to make somebody's team really, really good. And so
right.
I think what the Cowboys need to do is probably shore up their wide receiver. But I'm going to say this: if Ezekiel Elliott had not been suspended, the Cowboys would have probably won more games. Well, I mean, they probably would have won more games. And I think they would have had a better showing, and I think Dez Bryant may not have gotten
the I agree with that, and that is well said. Now, my team, Miami. I'm sorry. Yes, I love the teams who are not winning. Okay, people? I'm just loyal, so don't be making making fun of my team, okay, people? But my team, Miami, they are I didn't get to watch the last thing. I'm not for sure if they're still in the playoffs or not because I've been too busy. But what do you think about Miami for next year if going anywhere?
Well, the Miami Heat, they're a good team. They got an old, you know, some of the guys are a little older. You know, like D. Wade, he's
mm-hmm.
giving them everything. I think he said that they're still in the playoffs. They think they got to play. The next game they play, if they win, they'll go back home and play. But I think they'll be okay. You added pieces for next year. I think they can. Eric Spoelstra, the head coach, has done an outstanding job. So I think they'll be okay. I think they'll be okay next year. You know, a couple of added pieces, maybe another shooting guard, maybe a really, really – they got a good point guard. So maybe a nice two guard or a three that can really shoot the ball. I think they'll do pretty good again next year.
Now, do you ever make suits for women that's in the play – that's plays – pro ball or like pro women's NBA?
No, never made clothes for any women in the WNBA. Now, I have made clothes for a lot of women, pants, blouses, because there are some women who are tall who, you know, are looking for slacks that I have made for. Pants, suits. No dresses, but mostly pants, suits, and I have done quite a few skirts.
Yeah, no, that would be me because it's very hard. Even in today's, you would think, because I'm 5'9", and that's not short, but you would think that stores, you have women with my height, we have to get a lot of custom-made pants and skirts because they don't come to where you like them to. So, yeah, that's wow, that's awesome. I'll have to remember that next time I'm out your way, I'll have to stop in because me and my having to add extra material to the length of my pants can get old. Okay, really, really quickly. So, okay, now, where can people follow you at and where can they find you? And what do you have coming up next for you as far as like the where your suits are going to be seen at?
Okay, well, I'm easy to find. I mean, I always prefer people to call me. My number is 901-378-8273. Again, my number is 901-378-8273. Or you can go to my website, which is CJ Custom, CUSTOM, CLOTHIERS.com. Again, that's CJ Custom. CUSTOM, Clothiers, CLOTHIERS.com. I mean, I can be reached from my website, or you can call me. I'm on Instagram as Clarence_2525, Clarence_2525, or you can go to Facebook, find me on Facebook, CJ Custom Clothiers. On Facebook, and after the draft this year, my next thing I believe will maybe the NBA draft lottery. I'm still in talks with quite a few young men about making their clothes. I did clothes for Trey Young, the outstanding freshman from the University of Oklahoma this year, who led the nation in scoring and assists.
Wow.
Great young man, comes from a great family. I made him a suit for the Wooden Award, and I made a suit for the Wayman Tisdale Award that he received a few Mondays back. So,
nice.
I'm having fun, and you probably see some of my suits for the NBA draft this year.
Now, you're the NBA draft, I think when we were on hold, you said that's in Dallas this year?
No, the NFL draft is in Dallas starting on Thursday. The NBA draft is in New York, which is, you know, held every year in New York. So I'm looking forward to go to New York and do the NBA draft again.
Now, what advice would you have for any young man or woman that wants to get into fashion design and being a professional tailor like yourself? What could you offer them? Words of wisdom.
Well, first of all, I always tell anyone something that you really want, you have to pray about it first. And then you have to put yourself in a situation, networking, go out to networking functions where people can kind of see your wear, see the clothes you make. Don't be afraid to approach people and, you know, talk to them, you know, because a lot of times we'll be afraid to speak to people, and then we can lose out, because people are always looking for new, innovative ideas as far as clothing, what's the next hot thing. You know, I got a friend named Patrick Henry. He's out in California. I mean, he left Memphis. He went out there, and, I mean, Kirk Franklin, I mean, he's doing some amazing things out there. I mean, he's a real good friend of mine. So, you know, he followed his dream. He wasn't doing too bad here in the South, but he went out there, he met some people, and he's following his dream out there. So I would tell anybody, if you have aspirations to want to be in custom clothing, go out and don't be afraid to ask for the business. I mean, I've stopped people in cars, you know, pulling up my car and say, hey, who makes your shirt? Who makes your suit? I mean, I saw people in airports. I mean, I ask. I mean, regardless of who my clientele is, I always tell people never be afraid to ask a person for business, because you may get 7 or 8 no's, but that one yes can make the world of difference for you and help increase your confidence. You got to have confidence in what you do as far as in this business, because there's a lot of people out here that are in this business, but don't be afraid to ask people for business. You're going to get a lot of no's, but you will get some yeses. And stay present. I will say that.
And that's my goodness. You have very good words of wisdom, and I'm, again, really blessed that you took time to come on the show and interview with us. And just really remind us of that, you know what, following your dreams and don't give up in your journey that's meant for you. It can happen through prayer, and I really like that. And I just want to thank you before we end the show with just really, again, thank you for coming on and being just really, you're just a really nice man to talk to, just to get advice. And I would encourage people to take up, guys, how many times have you ever heard a guest give their number on the show? Not many. Actually, not none. So I think you guys really need to, if you're really wanting to be in the industry and you need advice, call Mr. Clarence. Or you need a suit, call Mr. Clarence. Or women, you need a shirt, you know, and he did say he also makes pants for us or skirts. So you know what? You want to look good? He's now one of my, I have two top designers. One is Mark Roscoe for a lot of women's designing clothes, and this is my number one man for suits and specialty clothes. Thank you, Mr. Clarence, for being on the show. Did you want to we have to say happy birthday to Coach Tim. Happy birthday, Coach Tim. We appreciate you. It's his birthday.
Yes, that's my man. I would like to at least give out my email address to people just in case they want to email me.
Okay.
My email address is straight, no dots or anything. It's CJ Custom Clothiers, CJCJ@gmail.com. Again, it's CJ Custom Clothiers, CJCJ@gmail.com. So, you know, people who are afraid to call and ask questions, you know, you can shoot me an email, and I'll be more than happy to reply back. Or they can inbox me on my Instagram, which I said is Clarence_2525, and, you know, ask questions, and I'll be more than happy to help anyone the best of my ability. I may not know all the answers, but I may have some.
And you know what, you young people listening or people who are trying to get started, you know, the world is different now with a lot of technology and cell phones and, you know, Instagram. But when a person genuinely says to you, hey, here's my number, that's a great way to communicate with people. And it's an old-fashioned way for some of you guys, but it's actually one of the best ways to talk to somebody, get information, and really build those relationships for networking. It really does work. I'm very excited because I will be able to interview Coach Tim, you know, who is a great friend of Mr. Clarence. So I just really, you guys, take the words you have today here. You know, I usually play music, but today wasn't a day for music. It was a day for just to go straight through and hear greatness. And I especially get to talk about my team. So Dallas, I love you guys. And I need my Cowboys to win, and I'm not accepting anything because next year, if you guys, you know, I'm going to say you guys are going to win. Otherwise, I'm going to go buy me a suit and put my hair up in a bun and come be your coach, okay? Because Mr. Clarence is going to suit me up then to be your coach because I'm not taking any of this anymore. I need some wins before I, like, pass away, okay? Thank you, Dallas. I love you guys. Anyway, sorry, Mr. Clarence.
Well, I'd like to say I appreciate you and your son and had a great time rolling with the Diva today.
Thank you, sir. Anytime
you want to talk, give a call anytime.
I know. And you know what? I will. I have some really great news for you. I actually have another referral for you, and I'm going to give you a call with that. Thank you, sir, so much. We're going to go out with this is the day I think I love Lady Princess, and it's Turned It Up for Jesus, and I like this song. Thank you, Mr. Clarence. Have a good evening, and I'll talk to you soon, sir. Lady Princess,
you,
the show's
you,
gonna...
you as well.
All right, sir. Bye bye.
Bye-bye.
Should I do this? I feel so bound. I just gotta break free. Let's go.